My God, you guys made it. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm so excited. Yes, this is my first time trying an open mic, but I'm feeling pretty confident about it. Okay, you all wish me luck. Oh, that's my name. Okay, I gotta go. Hi everyone, thank you so much. Thanks for being here tonight. I didn't expect to be this nervous. Oh, my hands are shaking. Okay. my friends are here with me tonight. Yes, sitting right there. There they are. Shout out to them for coming here. This is my first time. Okay, so hang on. I was on Twitter the other day and I saw a tweet that said something about anxiety. And a lot of people have that nowadays, don't you guys? Don't you think? Do I hear a laugh? All right. Yeah, a lot of people have anxiety nowadays. And that's crazy because when my dad used to say, back in my day, sorry. Okay. I remember now. I have a bit about Disney movies. Okay, so I'm a big Disney fan. I like Aladdin. A lot of people say I look like Aladdin, and honestly, that takes me to a whole new world. Yeah, so Disney has been making these remakes for their old movies, of their old movies. You know, it all started with Cinderella, I think. Nobody watched that remake, but now we got a new Lion King and a new Jungle Book and a new Beauty and the Beast, and they're pretty shitty if you ask me. Yeah, what's next? What are they gonna do next? Fucking Snow White? Are they going to CGI the little dwarves? Because that wouldn't be politically correct, would it? What are they gonna do next? Pinocchio? Have you ever thought about how creepy would that be? That would be. Sorry, my brain is all getting. Hang on, I have a good joke. So, who here is turning 30? I see one hand. Oh my God, zodiac signs. Zodiac signs, am I right? Like, do they really define your personality? I'm thinking, if zodiac signs were real, then there would only be 12 types of people. You know, and we would all, like, they're not real. My ex girlfriend used to believe in zodiac signs. She was a Pisces, and I'm a Leo, so we weren't. You know, Leos don't believe in zodiac signs, so we weren't compatible. Okay, like if you seriously think that your personality can be defined by your zodiac sign, then all Leos would be the same, right? I'm pretty sure they're not, because I've met other Leos. Actually, I had a, talking about ex-partners, I had an ex-girlfriend who was also a Leo, and let me tell you, we were not the same we didn't have a lot in common. Yeah, she used to like very bad movies. Very bad TV shows. Like she used to watch this British speaking about British television, what's up with the British accent? Am I right, guys? Why they all sound like hi, could you pass me a glass of water? I need a glass of water, please. For a song called Piano Man, the dude on the harmonica won't shut the fuck up. Sorry, that's not my joke. The guy before me said that joke, I know. Okay, let's talk about men and women, am I right? Why are men so different than women? I mean, it's like, you know, men are cavemen, and women are like soft, weak, smart people. Like, I'm not calling women weak. I mean, I'm pretty weak myself. Like, if I got into a fight with a woman, we would she would beat my ass. But they're generally weaker than men. And men, you know, they're strong, but they're not. Fuck. Okay, yeah. Let's talk about gender. Nowadays, I'm trying to watch Netflix, and all these damn shows have a gay character, you know, or a trans character, or a non-binary, like, it's so complicated, right? I remember when the LGBT movement only had 4 letters. Now it's more like LGBT, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Sorry, it's just that I had a lot of jokes about white people, but there's a lot of you in the audience, so I don't want to offend anyone. What's the deal with Spotify? You know, people used to be able to find their own music, their own taste in music, and now Spotify does that for you. Like you think you have a good taste in music, but you don't actually, because all you did was download an app, and the app did everything for you. You just you click on one song, and then Spotify is like, hey, here's another song you might like. So you don't actually develop a taste. You don't find your own. You don't do anything nowadays, right? Because I mean, it's all capitalism, man. Do you think Britney Spears is famous because she's talented or because she can actually sing better than most people? Like, it's all autotune. Music is death. I had a joke about this. I don't remember the punchline. I don't have any more. How long has it been? All right, guys. I think I'm gonna go now. Thank you so much.